another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. No hype, no hassles, and no headaches. Just Dave. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Yeah, I'm wondering, could you compile some more stuff on it and make that opening just a little bit longer? Well, we want us to do a show.
I forgot some of those were full intros. I need to relabel them a little better. Plus, it's not even Monday night, so what am I playing this for? I don't know.
Yeah, but no, it's a good sort of iconic theme.
Well, speaking of which, Dr. Dave, you know we got a big game tonight.
Yeah, we do. Who is it?
I guess all of them are big now.
Well, they certainly are, yeah.
But tonight is the Patriots-Colts.
And you know what? That's going to be a fun game. And, I'll tell you, I'm not a huge fan of either team.
Neither am I, really. So I always
it's interesting.
I do the underdog thing.
Well, me too. And that will often change throughout the game. Do you find yourself throughout a game actually changing who you're rooting for?
Sometimes I do.
The deal with of course, the Patriots is I'm just not a fan of Belichick. I mean, I think the guy's probably one of the best coaches ever in the history of NFL, but he's just such a quirky little dude. Now, of course, I'm a big George Allen fan, so, how can I not?
Right.
I mean, he was a quirky little dude.
Yeah, that's right.
But, of course, Belichick's not a Redskin, so maybe that has something to do with it. But,
And it's not 1970 either.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. They're just so capable of winning any game that it's tough for me to root for them. And although it was fun to root for Gronkowski being from the U of A and him being just such an incredible part of that team. But then I'm not a huge fan of the Colts now because
why?
I mean, the Sperano thing with the coach is kind of a fun thing. He's doing better.
And, right.
They're having a good year, and you got to root for him a little bit, but. Not a big fan of Andrew Luck.
Does he have a deep voice or what?
And,
when he talks, it's like super baritone.
Well, thank goodness he's not as ugly as his dad. That's all I got to say. Do you know who his dad is? You don't remember his dad. No. Oliver Luck, NFL quarterback.
I don't remember him.
Ugly.
Because he's not real pretty either.
No, dude, this dude looks like...
His mama must have prettied him up a little bit in the mix.
This guy... I mean, oh my goodness.
So
I'm not a big fan of Oliver Luck and not a big fan of, Andrew Luck. Is it Andrew?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't have a, whoever wins.
Any predictions?
Wins.
Any predictions then?
I think you're going to see the Patriots win.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I don't know what the number's going to be.
Come on, take a guess.
But I think, 24-14.
24-14.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to go a little higher than that.
Yeah.
Because I think both teams have the ability to score a little bit.
I think they do.
I think it's going to be more like 35-24.
Okay. So what's the next game? Seattle.
And I'm hoping it's going to be the Colts that make the 35-point.
Okay. I don't much matter. I don't care much.
I don't either. I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
The next game is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that one is It's the Saints and the Seahawks.
Right. Now, that, to me, is a tough game.
It's
being played in Seattle, right?
Yes, and that's a one. This is a game that I really have a hard time deciding who I want to root for.
Well, you know the toughest thing for me, I really like both quarterbacks.
Right, so do I.
I really like both quarterbacks. Both quarterbacks violate what I think is a big issue with the NFL. I think the NFL is really bigoted, and I don't mean that in a racist perspective. I'm talking about, you know, you have to conform physically, and talent wise to a pretty narrow kind of, you know, definition of things, or they just discard you. I mean, look at Tim Tebow. And Breeze broke that mold, and even to a greater extent, Russell Wilson. Of course, I mean, what is he, 5'10"?
Right.
I mean, they list him at like 5'11", and I've heard he's not even close.
Yeah.
But two very good quarterbacks, good guys.
My thing is, I feel the same way about the quarterbacks, but the big rub for me is I don't, I'm really not a fan of Seattle's coach.
Me either. Yeah, never liked Pete Carroll.
He's kind of a whiner to me, kind of a cryy kind of guy. Don't really care for him. And I just, ever since the past couple of games, the one, especially the one against Green Bay when they got that
call. Oh, yeah, when they ripped? Yeah.
It just, that made me go, oh, I don't like these
agree.
Guys.
Me too. Me
but
too.
But I do like Russell Wilson.
Yep.
The Saints, I can. As far as the team's concerned, I can really do without them. I mean, they're not really really care for them a whole lot.
Right.
So I think I'm gonna have to root for the Seahawks.
It's not dissimilar to the Colts Patriots. Don't really like either team very much. Although there's the personal thing with Wilson and Breeze, I just love it when guys come in like that and break the mold and blow up the bigotry.
And Wilson's a real good kid. It seems like he's a real solid backstory.
Yep.
Really
yep.
root for him.
Yep.
But my main thing with Seattle winning, believe it or not, seriously, I'd want to see them lose eventually. I think they're I need them to stay alive long enough to beat the 49ers. Because I do not like the 49ers.
Yeah.
And I know they'll have to go through them.
You know what's weird about
eventually.
The Niners for me is another weird thing. And I don't know what this is about, but it's like it's almost
I can't stand Kaepernick.
It's almost like football has nothing to do with it for me sometimes. Most of the time anymore.
Is it the uniform colors?
Really like Harbaugh.
John or
the Niners coach.
Oh, see, I don't.
Yeah.
I like his brother, I don't like him.
No, like Harbaugh.
Jim.
Jim Harbaugh, yeah. Former Bears and Michigan quarterback.
See, for me, he seems kind of a whiny kind of a guy to me.
Yeah.
He's kind of a crier.
Really?
Where
have
if you look
ever
at
seen
his,
him cry?
Oh, yeah. And you look if you look at his brother, they look a lot alike, but he's never had, doesn't have that, kind of like that. If you ever watch him on the sidelines, and they even have films of it.
Yeah.
They make fun
where
of him.
Where he cries?
Mm-hmm. Where he looks like he's crying.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Yeah. Well, I like him. I am not happy with the Niners because of what they did with Alex Smith. See, I knew Alex Smith. I followed Alex Smith when he was at Utah. And I watched him kind of, and it goes back to the bigotry thing. They kind of decided Alex Smith couldn't do things, and they just blew him up. Now, nobody ever gave him a chance. Of course, now he's set records at Kansas City now. Well, we'll be back with more of NFL talk right after this.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again. Here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick,
but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.